the most beautiful tree in the world. Mrs. Romero came to see the tree when it got dark. Grumps turned off the lights in the living room. Posy tied a towel over Mrs. Romero's eyes. She led her to the doorway. Her mom and Danny were waiting for them. "Ready?" said Grams.
"Ready,"
Posy shouted. The tree burst into light. It lit up the room like a giant sparkling candle. The lights were red and green and yellow and blue. "That's the most beautiful tree I've seen in my whole life," said Mrs. Romero.
"In my whole life too," said Posy.
Danny walked over and reached out to grab a shiny one.
"No, Danny," his mom said. She gently pulled his hand back. "Don't touch." Mrs. Romero stayed for dinner. They had so much fun. Grumps had fixed Mrs. Romero's front door. Now they were friends. Mrs. Romero's name was Norma. Grumps teased her by calling her Norma all through dinner.
"Wait a minute," Grumps said. "Are you more normal or Norma?"
Mrs. Romero laughed every time. After dinner, Posy carried a plate of brownies into the living room. She put them on the table in front of the couch. She turned around. Danny was next to the tree.
"Don't touch, Danny," Posy said in her big sister voice.
Danny didn't listen. He grabbed the shining ornament.
"No, Danny," Posy said. She rushed over and pushed Danny back. He landed on his bottom. The ornament broke. Danny held up his hand and roared. Posy saw a small dot of red on his finger. She had hurt her baby brother.
"What's happened?" Posy's mom called from the kitchen. Posy was so afraid. She didn't know what to do.
"It was an accident. Danny fell," Posy told her mom when she came into the room.
"Oh dear. Let me see." Her mom picked up Danny and looked at his hand.
"Is there blood?" said Posy.
"Only a tiny bit." Her mom kissed the tip of Danny's finger. 1, 2, 3 times. "All good," she said.
"He grabbed it," Posy said. Her eyes were stinging. "I told him no, but he didn't listen. He scared himself more than anything," her mom said.
"Poor little guy. Let's go get you into your pajamas." Posy had an empty hole inside when her mom left. She wished her mom had kissed her too. She wished she had told her mom what really happened. Now it was too late.